Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dragonlance. This is going to be episode 21. We are picking up where the team left off, right in front of the shrine, getting ready to talk to the sea elves to see if they can go in the shrine. Without further ado, here we go. And as you get up there, the sea elves do spot the three of you. They grab these short, about 4 foot, looks like it's made out of some type of bone, little spears that have this thin rope attached to them. They've got it in their hands, and they look at each other. One of them steps forward. Stop. Do not bring ill intentions to our sacred shrine.
I don't believe we are coming like we're attacking. There's a reason we're just walking up here in plain sight.
State your purpose.
We seek the Grail.
I'm going to let one of you guys answer because I wasn't here for the whole thing, so go ahead.
Well, we are looking for the City of Lost Names. And we were told that we may find information about that here at the Shrine of the Blue Phoenix.
We've also come to learn about the Shrine of the Blue Phoenix.
Are there more of you?
Well, a couple hours behind us is a small army. Otherwise, it's just a small group of us here.
Hal's gonna pop up and say, hello. I'm also here.
Their eyes all get big and they look at you. Small army? To the north?
No, to the east. They mean no harm.
We're trying to get more information so we can deal with the oncoming war. The Dragon Queen has already made attacks, and we're trying to find ways of dealing with this army.
What army to the north?
These people are coming from Calamon, not part of the Dragon Army, just to be clear.
We were attacked by the army to the north. Several of my brothers died.
Were they, let's go with normal troops? Elves, humans, dwarves, or other things?
In my group?
The army that attacked.
They were a mixture of men and monsters.
Do these monsters appear to be lizard-like with wings?
Some were larger than men.
Okay.
Some were twice the size of men.
The army you are describing is much like the same army that decimated Volgar, and we have run into at Calamon, or outside of Calamon. Again, it's with the leader being, or the them fighting in the name of, well, Tikisis.
The elves all look at each other. The person talking to you steps back, and he quietly talks to two others. Then he steps forward. My name is Isvern Stargazer. I would request your help. This army you speak of, to the north, they took our priest, Yurkel. We came here to honor a centuries-old tradition to our god, the Lord of the Sea. And he points back at the door. Only six of us managed to get here with a small offering. We hope that he will accept it.
Can I ask how many made the journey?
There was about 50 of us. As far as we can tell, our priest was captured along with 3 other elves. The rest were not so lucky.
Do you have any idea of the numbers that attacked you?
It was quick and from the sky. We are not used to that.
We were not either.
I'm going to go with still aren't.
Still aren't, yes. Did any of them ride? I'm going to explain the dragon-like monster that we came into contact with.
I do not recall seeing such a creature.
Do you know about how far away are they? How far were you when they attacked?
We were about a day's to the north. And he walks forward and reaches up and touches Dutch's holy symbol. I believe you and Yurkel were both men of faith.
I am a cleric to Kiri Joleth.
I would be honored if a priest would escort us into the shrine. We do have to make our offering before we leave. I would ask that you, sir, please open the door. Yurkel opened it by saying a prayer, but I do not know it.
I want to get a perception check on him to see, do I feel like he's being, you know, forthcoming with me, or is he being manipulative?
Okay, roll it.
That would be a 21.
Seems very genuine. Now that he's standing in front of you, you can see some of the tensions released off his face, and it's much more a true grief and worry for his fallen companions and his lost leader.
Okay. Isburn, I will do my best. I do not know the prayer that Priest Urkel would have been using, but I hope that Kiri Joleth will lead me in the proper intonations.
Okay.
Holy symbol in hand. Approach the door and...
Okay.
Hey, Goran, you might want to call back so they know that we're going in there. And to not go past here, maybe.
I will call back to them. I will explain what I'm going to do to the elves and...
Oh, they're very curious.
Okay.
Especially Isfern, when you talk about the contraption.
Yep.
He sits right there and watches.
So I'm going to talk to it.
There's basically a little handheld device you hold on to. She tells you to push this little lever and talk into it.
Okay. All right. To whoever can hear me, this is Goran. We are making contact and have talked to the aquatic elves, and we are going to enter the shrine with them as they need our help to get in. Do not pass the shrine, and I kind of explain approximately where it would be. Follow the markings we have left.
Okay. As soon as you look, like a few seconds after you let go of the lever here. Okay, be careful. I can't wait to see you soon.
Make sure you can relay that message to, got his name.
Derrit. Okay, will do. Anything else you want?
Just bring them safely here.
Will do. And then it goes quiet unless you say anything else.
we have word that the, what it sounds like, the Red Dragon Army is to the north, approximately a day to day and a half away. Have the army keep their eyes open. I don't know if this is going to work inside the shrine. However your contraption works, if you could let us know. And then I ask her, if I'm not here, if it's not opened up, will I still hear it?
Yes. As long as we talk to you, you'll hear it. And
okay.
You should stay away from that army.
Yes, we will stay away from the army.
All right, hero. I'll see you later. Pop over to Dutch. As you get close to the door, there is water standing in front of it, only a foot or two deep. You walk up near the door. What are you going to say?
Right. This was a shrine to Abaka, right?
It's H-A-B-B-A-K-U-K.
Habuka.
Habakuk is how I would say it, but my dyslexia doesn't like this word.
Kiri Joleth, I call upon you and your friendship, alliance with mighty Habakuk. I present to you the sea elves and their offering. We need to pass through and enter the shrine. May the doors be open and safe for us to venture forth. I present the emblem out in front of me and step forward.
After you finish, you see the doors, they open. You feel a little bit of a rush of air come out, and you can see that you see a long room stretches ahead. Its walls are carved with motifs of rolling waves. There's a ceiling supported by twin pillars glowing with a faint blue light. At the opposite end of the chamber stands an altar carved with coral-like designs. Behind the altar rises a sizable granite sculpture depicting the bird from the shrine's entrance. Its outstretched wings are wreathed in flames. An archway opens into a chamber slightly to the left once you go inside the door, and there's a simple stone door on the far end of the wall on the right. Ishvern walks up to you, Dutch. He's very excited. Thank you. We've been trying our best, but it must take a man of faith to open this. Please, enter the shrine, but as soon as we do, we must go to the cleansing room and cleanse ourselves in the water before we can proceed any deeper.
All right. Well, I have never been to the shrine. I'm hoping that you will have some idea where we need to go.
He leads you through the door. And again, the shrine, right now it's all about a foot to 2 feet deep of water. He leads you in, and immediately to the left, he turns into that room and points. And you guys can see the center of this room rests a 3-foot-high brass basin filled with a clear water. There's a relief ornaments the walls depicting great seabirds dipping into the waves alongside leaping fish and other whimsical creatures. Ishvern says, please come in. And he begins washing his hands and splashing the water from the basin over his body.
I will follow his lead.
Okay. Gorn, as soon as you start splashing water yourself, you feel yourself, you feel very refreshed. The water is very soothing. It seems to be the perfect temperature. And you actually gain 5 temporary hit points.
I will motion for Alaric and Hal to do it, and then I will come up last.
Okay. You guys all feel very refreshed. Everybody gets 5 temporary hit points.
That was a pretty neat trick, opening that door.
It's called faith.
It's a neat trick, like I said. Water's good, though.
Another neat trick.
Yeah, you said it.
Long hallway, there's the altar at the end, and then there's another door on the right side of the room. What would you guys like to do next?
Ishvern, you said deeper. We don't have to, like, go under anything, do we? Swimming-wise?
This is my first time here.
So you don't know what we're supposed to do in here?
No, that was Yurkel's job.
All right.
Why did we come in here without the guy that knows stuff?
Because the guy that knows stuff is with the Red Army.
Yes.
I thought we were going to go get them.
They wanted to come here first?
It's on our to-do list.
All right. Okay. All right. Make an offering. So probably at that table up there?
At the altar.
I know what I said.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are heading towards the altar?
Yes.
Okay. As you guys get closer, the water in the room begins to start to get deeper. The closer you get to the altar, Hal, you got the highest passive perception, right?
Yes.
You happen to notice that, oddly enough, the water closer to the entrance is getting shallower, but the floor is not angled at all.
Wait. Floor is level.
Mm-hmm.
But the closer we get, the deeper it gets. And it's shallower up there.
Correct.
The water level is not changing, and the floor is not changing?
The amount of water in the room is not changing. There's no water coming in the room.
Everybody stop! And I start taking steps back.
Okay.
We're on some kind of plate, pressure plate, or something. There's something up with the floor. Back up.
I don't think that this is a pressure plate situation. I think that the spirit of this shrine is moving the water towards the altar.
Another neat trick.
Sounds like a trap. I'm going to stay back here.
Okay.
And counteract this pressure weight. Try, do my best.
Okay. Everybody else going to continue?
I will continue with Isburn.
Okay. He's standing next to you. He's very eager, very curious to see what's going to happen. Do you guys start walking back towards that way?
Yeah. As walking, I want to look at the pillars to see if they're changing at all.
Nope. Pillars are staying glowing with that faint blue light.
Okay.
As you get closer, Hal, you're standing at the door?
Yeah.
Amazingly, there's less water at your feet.
Okay, so the water is moving
very slowly.
Mm.
You guys are probably about halfway across the room at this point.
I'm going to walk along the side of the wall and look for holes or something where the water, I think, is like escaping out the side, or just anything where this water is could be going.
Make a perception check.
19.
You don't find anything.
While Hal's doing that, I'll ask Isburn, do you have your offering for that we are to place at the altar?
I have a pouch of deep pearls that we brought.
Okay.
But I have to put them into the well that's within the shrine.
Okay.
Do we see a well?
No, there's no well in this room.
Okay, so once we get to the altar, we'll turn to the right to the door that's there.
Any inscriptions on the altar?
Not that you can see.
Okay.
As you guys get close, you actually see the water begins to form three almost pillars at the other end.
All right.
Pillars or like tentacles that are rising up to like smash down or something?
So far, it hasn't taken really a real form yet. These are just over halfway across the room.
I'm going to ask the aquatic elf, Isbin, is there anything in your religion about the shrine pulling water in or having some type of water guardian?
All that I know is any who have ill will towards the Sea Lord don't leave.
Okay.
So we must show that we have no ill will towards him.
Okay.
So that means we just have to keep good faith.
Did you just look at my screen? I feel like you just looked at my screen.
How are you guys doing that?
To show no ill will? Mm-hmm. Gorn will bend down, submerge his head under the water, and then come back up again.
Okay. You're wet.
I'm wet. Okay.
I have my amulet, you know, my holy symbol for Kiri Joleth. I'm maintaining it in my hand, you know, and doing mantra-type prayers to Kiri Joleth as we are approaching.
Okay. The door to on the right side is roughly about 15, maybe 20 feet from the altar. Are you guys heading to the altar or to the door?
I wanted to go to the altar first and then to the door.
Okay.
I as well.
As you get about 10 feet from the altar, the three pillars of water, they form a face. It looks like a bird's head forms. If you want, you can make an arcana check.
Okay.
I mean, anybody can.
11.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
5.
I don't know magic.
Fair enough. Dutch, this looks similar to a type of elemental guardian bound to a water-filled location.
Okay.
You've also heard these things described and be called a water weird.
Okay.
So far, they're just staring at you, and they seem to be hovering over the altar.
And I will say, you know, as cleric of Kiri Joleth, ally to the great Habakkuk, we come forward with no ill will, no malicious intent. We have an offering that we must bring to the well. Thank you for your acceptance of us, our presence here. I will continue forward.
Bow their heads. You see all three of them take the beaks of their faces. They touch the altar and then they dissipate back into water, rushing all over the room again.
At the altar, I don't see any sign of a well.
You do not.
Any writing there?
Not in this room.
Okay.
Other than the very ornate carving of the phoenix behind it on the wall.
All right. Well, then let's continue on to the door to the right.
All right. How the door swings open freely.
All right. I peer in.
It's a kind of long, narrow hallway. It's empty, except for a door at the opposite end of the room, and there's an inscription in Elvish on the door. Anybody speak or read Elvish?
I speak Elvish. Okay.
Can you read Elvish?
Okay.
If I am proficient in the language, does that mean I get to read and?
I don't know. That's a good question. Never thought about that. It used to be old school. You had to take a separate feat for it.
I could be wrong, but I think it's insinuated now that if you speak it, you can write it. Unless it's like you understand common, but you're still very dumb and can't write.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I don't want to look it up, so. On the door, it says, honor those who came before and walk on.
I translate.
All right. Look at Isbin and ask
Ishburn.
Ishburn.
By the way, I'm going to tell people when they listen to this, they have to play a drinking game of every time we mess up a name, they have to drink.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, it's really bad because I was doing the first part on purpose, so.
As was I. Okay. So, Isbern, I feel this is something you should be the first, as you have lost many on the journey to be able to pass through these halls.
He walks forward, places his hand on the door, closes his eyes, puts his other hand on his chest, and sees just having a silent moment. And he turns. I have honored those. Perhaps we all have to.
So I'm going to walk up, put my hand into the door, and think about all those who had lost the recent battles that we've been into. And then I will step forward through the doorway.
Okay. The door opens for you. And then it closes behind you.
Oh, well, I will do the same. I'll be thinking of Greenshield and those at Volgr that we lost there. Step through.
You make it through.
Same theory. Add in the all the knights who have fallen protecting towns and people and give them honor. And
right. You get through.
Hal's trying real hard to think of somebody right now. He's trying really hard, and eventually he probably thinks about his family, which he hasn't thought about in a while, and he just puts his hand on the door and is sad.
Hal and Ishvern are the last to come through the door. And in this room you see a small chamber, alcoves on either end, hold waist-high stone sarcophagi sculpted with the images of shells and graceful sea creatures.
Any other doors?
Not that you can see. Okay.
Turn around and say, this does not look like a room that has what we're looking for in it. It looks like it holds the honored dead.
Well, there's probably another door with some writing, some squiggles and writing on it. Look for that, I suppose.
Along the walls? Or do we check out the room to the left as we first walked in?
When we first came in, there was the cleansing room. Then there was the main hall.
Okay. And then the doors. And
the door to the right, yep. So, since we're not finding anything here other than the sarcophagi, I would have to believe then that the well may be part of the phoenix or behind the phoenix, you know, at the altar.
Who has a passive perception score of 16 or higher?
Yo.
Not it.
Everybody except Alaric.
Yep.
You guys notice the sarcophagi on the opposite end of the room as to where you guys are. It has a design on the lid that resembles the layout of the shrine.
Okay.
I will point that out.
The room you're in has no visible exits, but the room on the map corresponding to the crypt features a second passage leading just behind the sarcophagi. And since Hal can read Elvish, this sarcophagi says, Herzon, who built this prayer in stone.
Built this prayer in stone.
I mean, you have another sarcophagi you could look at. A sarcophagus.
Sure, I'll go look at the other one.
It's got an inscription in Elvish. A. Winthel, our devoted first priest.
A Winthel. Sorry, can you say that again, please?
A Winthel is the guy's name, and it just says our devoted first priest.
And the other one said
Herzon, who built this prayer in stone. So you can make a investigation roll if you want, considering the sarcophagi shows. There should
I'll
be
start
a door
feeling around.
Somewhere near this sarcophagus.
I looked at my character sheet, and yes, I can read Elvish.
Are you reading all this at the same time?
I got a 15 for investigation.
I get a 17 for the investigation.
Okay. You guys find a secret door.
Okay. And any thoughts as to how to open it?
Do we still have water around our feet?
No. Oh, wait. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, you do.
Yes. Okay.
Well, the inscription says this prayer in stone, so maybe you gotta talk to it.
Does it look like there are pictograms on the sarcophagus that might tell a prayer?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, then I will continue my mantras and place my hand on the secret door, give it a push.
It opens very easily. And as it opens, you see a set of stairs that ascend into a room covered in a thick black algae. At the center of the room stands a small well from which emanates the sound of distant waves and the cries of seabirds.
Isburn, I believe this is our well that you need to make your offering at.
Thank you. He steps forward and pulls out a pouch, and you see him pour out several dozen of these blue pearls.
You know how much those are worth?
A lot. Takes a while for us. Says a brief prayer in Elvish, and he empties all of one by one each pearl into the well, saying a prayer each time. As the last one drops into the well, you all feel a wave of warmth flow through you all. And Ishfern looks over. I believe the Sea Lord has blessed us. For the next day or so, the Sea Lord will allow us to sense how the sea and water will affect us in our area. I'm not sure how that works for those of you on land, but for us, we can tell if the currents are going to change or a storm is going to be around.
Or a freak flood?
We don't really have those in the sea.
It's just always flooded.
In a way. Perhaps the Sea Lord will allow you to see when those floods are heading your way.
I would have rather had the pearls, but anyways.
We'll see if this, maybe it'll give us some forewarning before the, dragon army approaches.
A lot of water and people.
Ishfern just smiles. The Sea Lord is happy. Thank you, my friends.
You are welcome.
I will admit I started losing faith till I saw you guys. And then I knew that he sent us a new leader. And he bows towards Dutch. Thank you for everything you've done.
I will bow towards Isburn and say, well, thank you for allowing us to be of help for you in your hour. Let us hope that in the future, if things are bad with the Dragon Army, that we may call upon your assistance. Hopefully that day won't come, but I have a feeling that the Dragon Army is going to do more damage to all of us than we can perceive at this time.
We will do what we can. My people are not skilled warriors on land.
Well, odds are they're going to be traversing by sea as well as by land. And if the sea elves would be able to hamper or impede their ships in any way, that would be a great assistance to the rest of us that have to deal with things on land.
We will do what we can. But let us pray that the Minotaurs have not joined this army. For that will make us and our allies have more complications on the sea.
Yes.
How often do you guys come to do this ritual?
Once a year. One of our priests leads a group here.
Do they usually get these results where the god helps you?
All who leave the shrine say they feel closer to the Sea Lord, as though he has touched them.
Interesting.
Just a quick game mechanics. You guys have all received the Sea Lord's blessing for 24 hours after you have left the Northern Wastes. You get advantage on all survival checks made to notice the flesh floods. Additionally, you and up to 5 other creatures can ignore difficult terrain outdoors in the Northern Wastes, allowing you to move at double the pace.
So this takes effect while we are in the Northern Waste?
Correct.
Okay.
Plus 24 hours after.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not really using the rules that they have for travel. I'm using my speed of plot travel. Otherwise, we'd be rolling a lot of random encounters that I don't necessarily want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically every 2 of these little hexes, and there's like 5 or 6 hexes between each location. So every 2 hexes, right, you're supposed to roll. It says either that or help whenever you want. So I'm just doing it whenever I want.
Okay.
Because otherwise you guys might be fighting, you know. A giant octopus is one of the random ones.
On land.
Well, when the flash flood comes, I guess. Oh, somehow, okay, an octopus gets upstream. I don't know.
Anyhow. Okay. Well, we've pretty much finished what we could find here, I believe. So let's head back out of the shrine and make contact with Darrett and tell them that we are going to... Well, it's getting late now. It's got to be almost night, if not later. Probably get back together with Darrett and call it a night with them.
Okay.
Ask the Sea Elves whether they would like our large company or if they're better off just them.
Ishvern says, as long as we are near the shrine, I feel we are safe.
Okay.
Shortly after you guys step out of the shrine, one of the other Sea Elves rushes forward and pulls Ishvern off to the side, and you can see him hurriedly talking to Ishvern. And he comes back over. We have good news and bad news. The good news is we've found where some of our lost brethren are. They are in the middle of a murky lake to the north of here. They are imprisoned with this army that you spoke of. I believe you called it the Dragon of the Red? Yes, the Dragon of the Red, I think you called it, or something.
Dragon Army.
I have asked a lot of you already, but if you could find a way to free our brethren, I would be in your debt, and the only thing I have to pay that debt would be a few of these pearls that I have And he reaches down into a conch shell that's on his waist, and he pulls out a few more of those black pearls. I'm sorry, blue pearls. The black pearls of ship.
Pulls them right out of his conch.
Yeah.
So let's step back and have a quick discussion. I think this is an honorable thing to do, but we do also have to think about the other reason we're here is trying to find information or find something regarding Lord Soth.
Yes. But we're...
I can't leave people.
Right.
Right. I think that we are going to be doing both things at the same time.
Right.
So... there's absolutely no harm in us telling Istern we will do the best we can.
Do you think that we should have our army camp here for the night?
I don't believe that would be a bad thing.
Right, neither do I. Okay.
Hal? Yeah.
He's got blue pearls.
Yeah, he sure does. I was already in.
All right. You are awesome. Step back up to the elf. And yes, we will definitely help you.
The Sea Lord has blessed us this day. Thank you.
And we will, if you do not mind, have our small army stay here as well. As you said, there is more safety here than beyond the reach of the shrine. If that is okay with you.
They will not enter the shrine. They will be staying outside of the shrine.
Very well. I would find relief in the numbers. Our scouting missions are getting very weary on us. The terrain is different on our skin than it is yours. We're used to being in the water.
Would you plan to stay here until we do this, or should we, if we leave, tell the people when we free them where to go or what to do?
I feel that if you could lead them back here, we will wait for them.
Okay.
Off to fight an army.
Right. Is the army, with the time we spent in there, is the army here yet? Do you see them?
You guys, I kind of got the impression you told them to hold off.
Oh, okay.
Stay a little back.
Yeah, you can use the far gab and tell them it's safe to approach, and then they'll move forward.
Tell them, you know, where to go, that, you know, they're going to be staying by the shrine, but please do not enter it, or attempt to enter it. And then at morning, we will leave. Or when they get here, we can talk to them, and then in the morning leave. Or do we want to leave at night?
I don't think that we need to travel at night.
No, daylight. If that army is supposedly a day or day plus ahead of us, unless they're moving, I mean, we're not going to gain any ground trying to go at night and making ourselves more tired and worse for wear.
Right.
Okay.
And since they use a lot of flyers, it's a whole lot easier to spot them during the day than at night.
I seem to not spot them anyway, so.
Yeah. You need a bigger visor.
I mean, that's you guys, I guess.
They find you well.
All right.
So everybody makes camp.
I'll help take the dead watch. Fourth watch, whatever. Second watch.
Okay. Yep. They make camp. They set up watches. You guys do the traditional camp life. Have some food. And I think that's a good spot to end for this evening. That went different than I expected. I kind of modified it a little bit because I liked the faith kind of theme that we were falling into. Maybe by the time we're done with this game, Hal will have some faith. But we'll see. Otherwise, thank you guys for playing. We're planning on in 2 weeks playing again. All of us are on the Discord channel through the RPG Academy. If anybody's not on that, I encourage you to jump in there. We talk about playing different games, board games, role-playing games. You can jump in and do some of our sample adventures with us. It's a pretty open and friendly community. Otherwise, you can find me on Twitter, Berlew_Chris. The rest of these Yahoos don't do a lot of social media. Other than that, I think we'll just sign off as we always do. If you're having fun,
you're doing it right.
All right. Good night, everybody.